Good morning. It's Thursday, November 7th. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. A white South Carolina man convicted of forcing a black man with intellectual disabilities to work at a restaurant for up to 18 hours a day without pay has been sentenced to 10 years in prison. Yesterday, the Justice Department announced that cafeteria manager Bobby Paul Edwards was sentenced to federal prison for forced labor and mandated to pay nearly $273,000 in restitution to Christopher Smith. The federal agency said that Edwards began managing the Conway, South Carolina eatery where Smith worked in 2009. The Justice Department added that Edwards is also accused of using torture to intimidate Smith into working without benefits, keeping him from speaking with family, hitting him with kitchen items, and using racial slurs toward him. Authorities say a South Carolina man charged with murder intentionally slammed on his brakes after pulling in front of a motorcycle, causing a fatal crash. Prosecutor Willie Thompson said at a bond hearing Tuesday, 43-year-old Joseph Ruffo told investigators he had an altercation with the motorcycle driver, 25-year-old Dedrick Strain, just before the July 3rd wreck in Rock Hill. Thompson says the men did not know each other. Bond was set at $150,000, and Ruffo must stay under house arrest until his trial. The Department of Health and Environmental Control says infant mortality rates rose statewide last year. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen reports.
DHEC says the mortality rate increased to 7.2 deaths per 1,000 births last year, compared to 6.5 deaths in 2017. Overall, though, the rates have gone down significantly over the past two decades. In fact, since 1999, there has been a 30% decrease in infant mortality. Still, DHEC says racial disparity is a concern. In 2018, the infant mortality rate was much higher for minorities as compared to the white population. The leading causes of infant deaths last year were birth defects, disorders due to low birth weight and short gestation, as well as accidents, pregnancy complications, and bacterial sepsis. In Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.
Students at South Carolina State University will soon be able to commission as officers in the United States Coast Guard. The university and Guard signed a memorandum of understanding Tuesday. South Carolina Public Radio's Thalicia Eady reports on how this program is helping both students and the Guard.
The scholarship program was created back in 1989, accepted students will enlist in the U.S. Coast Guard, complete basic training during the summer, and receive full funding for up to 2 years of college. Commander Richard Howell, who participated in Tuesday's ceremony, says the program also helps the Guard increase its diversity.
The Coast Guard wins by getting great talent, as we have done before. We just think that it's valuable to increase the diversity within the Coast Guard. They understand the importance of having a difference in thought, difference in perspective, difference in culture.
It's been almost a decade since a student from the historically black college participated in the program. Those interested should contact their nearest Coast Guard recruiting office. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Thalicia Eady.
A new report this week from AAA says the latest stats from the Energy Information Administration shows that gasoline demand numbers look more like summer than fall. But despite the high demand rate and draw on U.S. stocks, the national average held steady on the week at 260. AAA spokesperson Jeanette Casilano said the largest volatility at the pump continues to be seen on the West Coast and Rockies, along with a handful of states in the Great Lakes and Central Region. Here in South Carolina, the average price of a gallon of unleaded is at $2.27, a half penny less than last week, and 17 cents less per gallon than a year ago today. Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.